This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Synacthin, tetracosactide, tetracosactrin. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Synacthin. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. The information in this leaflet was last updated on the date listed on the final page. More recent information on the medicine may be available. You should ensure that you speak to your pharmacist or doctor to obtain the most up-to-date information on the medicine. Those updates may contain important information about the medicine and its use, of which you should be aware. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you having Synacthin against the benefits they expect it will give you. If you have any concerns about having this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet. You may need to read it again. What Synacthin is used for? Synacthin is used as a diagnostic test to find out if the adrenal glands, small glands next to the kidneys, are working as well as they should. The Synacthin test is given as a single injection into the muscle. Synacthin is used as a test only. It is not used to treat poorly functioning adrenal glands. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Synacthin has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. Synacthin is only available with the doctor's prescription. It is not habit-forming. Before you are given Synacthin, when you must not have it, you should not be given Synacthin if you have ever had an allergic reaction to tetracosactide, tetracosactrin, the active ingredient in Synacthin. Any of the other ingredients of Synacthin, listed at the end of this leaflet. A similar medicine called ACTH, or corticotropin. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include redness or pain at the injection site, rash, itching, hives or flushing of the skin, dizziness, nausea, feeling sick or vomiting, difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other part of the body. You should not be given Synacthin if you have any of the following health problems / medical conditions: asthma or other allergic conditions, a viral illness, or you have recently been vaccinated with a live virus, an infection, unless you are taking antibiotics for it, a stomach ulcer, severe heart disease, overactive adrenal glands, Cushing syndrome, adrenocortical insufficiency, adrenal glands not working properly, a mental illness with disturbances in thinking, feelings and behavior. If you are unsure whether any of the above conditions apply to you, ask your doctor before you have the Synacthin test. This medicine could make your condition worse. Do not have Synacthin if you are pregnant. This medicine may cause a miscarriage or affect your developing baby if you have it while you are pregnant. Do not breastfeed while the Synacthin test is being done. There is not enough information to recommend breastfeeding while you are having Synacthin. Before you start to have it, tell your doctor if you have asthma or allergies, including any allergies to other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. If you have asthma or allergies, your chance of having an allergic reaction to Synacthin may be greater than normal. Your doctor can discuss this with you further. Tell your doctor if you have any of the following medical conditions: diabetes, high blood pressure. Your doctor may want to take special precautions if you have one of the above conditions. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking or have recently taken any other medicines, including medicines obtained without a prescription from a pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. These include medicines used to treat diabetes, high blood pressure, convulsions. It may be necessary to change the dose or in some cases to stop the medicine. Some medicines may affect the results of the Synacthin test. These include some corticosteroid medicines, including cortisone and hydrocortisone, spironolactone, a medicine usually used to treat high blood pressure and fluid retention, estrogens, including the birth control pill and hormone replacement therapy, HRT. Your doctor may ask you to skip the morning dose of some medicines on the day of the Synacthin test, so that the test results are not affected. If you have not told your doctor about any of these things, tell him or her before you have the Synacthin test. How Synacthin is given. You will be given a single injection of Synacthin into the muscle. You will have two blood samples taken, one before the dose of Synacthin and the other 30 minutes after the dose. These blood samples will show whether your adrenal glands are functioning as well as they should. After having Synaxon, things to be careful of. Be careful driving, operating machinery, or doing jobs that require you to be alert after you have had the Synaxon test until you know how it has affected you. Although Synaxon is unlikely to have affected your reactions, make sure before you drive or do anything else that could be dangerous. Side effects. Tell your doctor or nurse as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are having the Synaxon test, even if you don't think it is connected with the medicine. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, but most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. Tell your doctor or nurse immediately if you notice any of the following signs of a possible allergic reaction to Synaxon: redness or pain at the injection site, rash, itching, hives, or flushing of the skin, dizziness, nausea, feeling sick or vomiting, difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other part of the body. Allergic reactions to Synaxon can happen rarely. Your doctor or nurse will watch you closely for signs of allergy during the Synaxon test and will have medicines to treat this type of reaction near at hand. Tell your doctor if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell. It is possible that other side effects not listed above may happen in some people. Product description. What it looks like. Synaxon is available in a glass ampoule containing 1 milliliter of liquid, 1 ampoule per carton. Each ampoule contains 250 micrograms of tetracosactide. Ingredients. Each ampoule of Synaxon contains 250 micrograms of the active ingredient, tetracosactide, tetracosactrin, as the hexaacetate salt. It also contains acetic acid, sodium acetate, sodium chloride, water for injections. This medicine does not contain any preservative. Sponsor. Synaxon is distributed in Australia by Clinic Pty Limited, 20 to 132 Atlantic Drive, Keysborough, Victoria 3173, Australia. Free call Australia. 1-800-899-005. Registered trademark. This leaflet was prepared in March 2, 020. Australian registration number Synaxon ampoules or *11058.